and welcome again to the Essential Install podcast series. As regular listeners will know, we've covered industry associations, distributors and manufacturers over the recent months. But this mini-series of podcasts is something slightly different. This series is dedicated to our sister exhibition EI Live, the only dedicated AV and home automation exhibition in the UK. EI Live is in fact in its 10th year and has grown over that period, with a regular 300 to 400 brands on show. Together with the Technical Theatre Learning Zone taking centre stage on the show floor, there is something for all CI integrators and installers. The show is taking place at the Farnborough Exhibition and Conference Centre on the 29th and 30th of September this year, so don't forget to book your free ticket online. In this series, we're talking to specific exhibitors on their preparation for EI Live and what brands they will be showing on their stand at the show. Today, we're focusing on Habitech, and I'm joined by Timmy Torson and Charles Plum from Habitech. Welcome, Timmy. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you very much, David. Lovely to be here.
Thanks for having us.
We're also joined by Daniel Sate, our illustrious editor of Essential Install magazine. Welcome again, Dan.
Hello to everyone. Good to be back again.
So, Timmy, Charles, obviously we've had 18 months of lockdown. How have you guys at Habitech weathered the storm?
Yeah, the last 18 months have certainly been, you know, a roller coaster for everyone. I think it's finding your feet and, you know, working out where the world is going and looking into a very, very murky future ahead of you, but no one can actually really tell us what's going to happen. One of the key things that really happened for us is that we have really assessed the world and looked at we need to work in many new ways, change our company to be more flexible and interactive with our customers, which means we've taken a lot of new training initiatives you see starting here in September onwards with trying to make it all a lot easier for the customers to actually join training. Because as everybody would say, you know, we don't want any more webinars. I think we've all done them to death, but it's to making it more flexible for them. They can access the training when they want to access the training and then have more hands-on training that's actually relevant for the installations instead of having training courses that end up being more about, you know, PowerPoints about the product itself. So we're kind of dividing our training courses very much into specific sales training courses and then specific installation courses, because so many of our customers, there's the specification team or salespeople who go out and sell it. And there's some completely different people installing a lot of times. So we're trying to make that focus to make people a lot more involved and better for them to make the installs work better.
Did you go the webinar route during lockdown to, you know, try and lock some of the installers in training-wise?
I can't remember, Charles might correct me here, but I can't remember how many we did, but there was a lot. And we did them all in very, very small chunks, and they're all in our Habitech YouTube channels for people to access. And that was really the driver for the new approach to how we actually should do training, with smaller online courses or online training sessions, which is available whenever they want from our new Habitech University website, where they can go in and join the courses whenever, then evenings. So everything is put into small modular chunks. So they don't need to take a full day out for a training. They can kind of slowly go through the modules while increasing or getting more knowledge about our products. And when they're then ready, they can then come and do the full hands-on training, which ensures that we all get the most out of the hands-on training courses. So we don't need to spend half a day talking about products and spec sheets and so on. So yes, it's been really big. Another thing we've done is we've created a whole new partner programs where we've just seen a lot of our customers want more from us and want more high-end product, and our end users just want to do better. I think everybody's been so fatigued to being at home and not being on holiday that everyone just want better products. They just want to make sure what they actually put into their homes now is not just a that's good enough. They really want to ensure that these products are high performance and the best in their categories they're doing. That's really been our growth in the last year.
And business, I'm guessing, like a lot of companies, business, although installers and integrators were working, weren't they? But by and large, we felt during the first lockdown that business was just simply dropping off a cliff. Did you experience that?
I'll have Charles on that one. He's been more involved in that side than I am.
Yeah, so it was, I guess, a very uncertain time period when that lockdown first happened in March, because no one knew what was going to happen. And as you say, there were a category of installers that said, you know, they were key workers, whether it was providing networking services. We had a few customers that were doing very urgent last-minute upgrades at NHS sites around the country, so they were working under that banner. Some people just point-blank refused and said, no, I'm shutting down, I'm doing as I'm told. and others were, you know, saying there's no support for me financially. I need to keep paying my bills. I have to keep working. So nobody really knew what was going to happen. And we certainly saw a dip, as I think everybody did initially. And then as I suppose people recovered from the initial panic and setback of being told to stay at home, the jobs started coming through again and people started to work and just trying to battle through it. But in terms of, you know, that initial dip, it was a bit of an uncertain time. And I think every business across almost every industry immediately tried to hold on to the cash they had and, you know, look after their employees, and make sure there was a business to come back to. But, you know, I think we survived the storm initially and we've been thriving since, which is great. And not just us as Habitech, but it seems that the whole industry is just going through a huge boom at the moment. It seems to be almost the perfect storm, actually, of manufacturing shortages and semiconductor shortages combined with unprecedented demand. But companies like Habitech and Timmy and I in quite awkward situations because people are screaming for stock. But unfortunately, there's not necessarily the stock when the installers need it.
I could be wrong, Timmy and Charles, but am I right in saying you in the not-too-distant past refurbished the cinema demo rooms? And is that the same for the showroom as well? I personally haven't been down to Habitech for a while, but is it all refurbished now?
Yeah, so we did a big, massive investment in this, Charles kind of said, you know, where the world was a bit loose and we didn't know what's going on. We grabbed the opportunity saying, look, no one's going to be in the showroom for a while, so let's actually do the big refurb, because the feedback we had from our customers was they wanted to bring more customers and clients to our showrooms because it helps them sell the whole concept so much better. So we basically decided to invest massively. So we've done a huge investment. So we now got 5 areas or rooms of actually audiovisuals, everything from a single soundbar to a full Dolby Atmos 11.4.4 high-end cinema. Wow. And it's really helped us to take the end clients on the journey they come in with us to start off where their expectations are, because so many of the clients come in, is their expectations is 15, 20,000, wherever it is, but they don't actually understand what their money gives them. So by taking them through this journey, we built in this experience center now, they suddenly understand what they can actually get and how the money works. And it's really helped in dealers as well. And that's part of that partnership we've decided to create within the company, that we work closer together, be stronger together, that the market is getting so competitive now, because just as we talked about a bit earlier about the market's getting busier, is I think we finally got to the point we talked about for the last 20 years, that the smart home market is finally becoming to its time. And I think it's doing it that now. I think because of IoT and all the things coming in, the market is just growing. You know, we see new companies, you know, 10, 15 new companies a week contacting us. They want to have accounts from all sorts of areas of life. They want to get into what we actually call CI. And our business has very much changed from being selling to everyone to becoming more and more controlled distribution for a lot of our brands, because the companies that we were called CI companies that used to be CGM members have been in the industry. They feel as well, we all need to stick a bit more closer together. We work together, but more importantly, it's delivering clean and professional solutions without compromise. And that's the feedback we had for the customers, which is why we did the massive refurb we've done. And we're just redoing a last bit in the world. And the last bit we'd put in is the Samsung wall. So we actually got the Samsung wall and displays, so customer can actually come and experience the best the industry can actually deliver for them.
The companies that are coming your way, Timmy, these new companies wanting to get into the CI market, are they wanting to come into dedicated AV and home automation, or are they coming from the electrical market, electricians and so on, or is it a combination of all of that?
Everywhere. It's from everything. There's no clear thing where they're coming from. And I think it's that whole thing of Internet of Things have really happened. You know, Sonos have been, in a way, for a lot of us, have been hard for some of us. As you know, we started so new at Habitech on Nuvo, and Sonos came and took that market away from us with a very, very good product. But I think those products have helped grow the industry, because people now are saying, I want Sonos. And a lot of times they actually don't want Sonos. They actually are saying it's almost become like a Tannoy system. It's become synonymous with, I just want music in my home. And those things, I think, have really helped to grow the industry. So there's a huge potential, I think, as the industry. The downside is, as we know, when more and more people coming in, which has always been the things like you focusing on at the EI show as well, is training. And that's why we really try to evolve our training programs to help that, because none of us want people getting loose and then representing our brands badly just because they think everybody can do it. But he is definitely saying it's a huge growth for us, you know, the amount of Now, we have needed to hire, well, we hired 5 new salespeople in the last year and a half just to try and accommodate our customers better and give them better service.
Yeah. And just going back to your original question, David, about the showroom refurb, there's been a real paradigm shift in terms of how we use our showroom space. Before, it was designed and pitched increasingly to target and educate our dealers. And technically, it worked and it made sense. But the types of room we had previous to the refurb weren't exactly the sort of room that an end user would walk into and say, yes, I want this in my home. And that's really where it's shifted, because we still want to obviously target and educate our dealers as we talk them through the products in our portfolio. But also we want to, going back to what, you know, Timmy was saying about being closer together, stronger together, we wanted to provide a space to our customers that they can most importantly bring end clients to help them upsell luxury solutions at price points that commercially maybe don't make sense for them to have in their own demonstration facilities. And that's where there's been a real shift for the types of product we have on show, the types of brands that we're partnering with. And yeah, I think it's all positive and it's all a good move in the right direction for us as a business.
Brilliant.
Just to come in on the demonstration side of things, we've been doing a sort of a tour of the UK as things have come back to normal a little bit, been visiting a lot of places, manufacturers, distributors and installers specifically to catch up as well, but also to look at the demo facilities, because there's a lot of companies have taken that time where there weren't going to be people coming into the building so much to upgrade, improve. And I think we've come out the other side of lockdown with a set of demonstration facilities in this country that's probably better than anywhere in the world. And, you know, it sounds like maybe a big boast, but I'm pretty sure that's something we can back up. And I'm sure when I come down and see the new stuff at Habitat, we're going to be really impressed, because I know, you know, the standard that it was at before. So if it's improved from that, and also you've added, like you're saying, the element of making it more of a place you can bring end users, that just gives you another dimension. Because we always say, with high quality AV and home cinema and media rooms, people don't know what they can have until they see it. And like you were saying just now, in terms of like price points and what their expectations are, you set them in front of a really proper, well done system, and they're absolutely blown away by it. They've never seen anything like that before, unless they've gone to like a very, very high-end commercial bespoke cinema somewhere. There are a few of them around. They will not have seen a cinema system like that. And having that as a sales tool is such a positive thing for the whole industry.
We've also taken that to the next level. I would say our demo facilities is 70% better than you saw the last time. It's such lift in what we've done. But not only that, we've also recognized that obviously a lot of customers in central London don't like traveling. So we actually gone to the point of actually we're opening in October, we're opening up a new demonstration facility in central London, which is then catering for even the next level up from what we have. So we opened up in Park Crescent, a massive new cinema room there with basically a whole membership lounge with everything that people want to see. Because again, the feedback we've been getting from the dealers is they really like showing it to the customers. And the more they can show, the more we all know sell better. Well, that's really been key for us.
Do you have you're planning any open days for this, Timmy? I mean, rather than the installers coming down there with their end users one-to-one kind of thing, you have any open days?
Well, we have been running them really since March, I think we started at Charles, where we've been having customers through the doors. So the deal has been through. So basically we've been stacking them every day, and don't think there's not almost a day we haven't had a customers in the office since March. Obviously, within the COVID rules permitting, there has been a bit of a challenge with tidying up, cleaning, wrapping everything down and doing it again. But we recognize that we need to get going instead of handing back. So we've had big opening days, not opening days, but just individual dealers coming in to basically do it. So it's more focused on the partners we work with. And then we will have opening days. We're doing a bit of a refurb at a minute. And in conjunction with when we're going about EI Live, when there's going to be a lot of customers down from the north and from Scotland coming down as well, we're going to have some opening days around that time to, you know, make the most of the time we've got the more northern based customers coming down as well.
EI Live is the UK's only dedicated AV and home automation exhibition, taking place on the 29th and 30th of September this year. There are some 400 brands on show from all the top distributors and manufacturers, together with the EI Live Technical Theatre, taking centre stage on the show floor, presenting top industry speakers. The show is a must-go-to for all AV and home automation integrators and installers. Architects and interior designers will also benefit from visiting the show. To register for your free ticket, go to eiliveshow.com.
Have you taken on any new brands in the last 18 months, 2 years? I'm sure you probably have.
I know you're testing me. I know we have, but I'm going to remember it. But the key thing we've done about the new brands is driven what Charles said about selling more high-end kits. And one of those things we did was we worked with Harman Kardon selling on Citation. This is their answer to Sonos. So it's a high-end streaming product which goes out and works same as Sonos, but with more controlled margin, but with a much higher streaming qualities and product. Because we were keep being asked, they'd want people like to see something that was better or more controlled, when especially also where they could do better integrations. And that was what Citation was, one of those products we dealt with. The other thing that's been a massive new shift for us, which is not a new brand, but a new product, was Sonos launching the new Invisible range they have done just come out with, which came out in February. And that has just revolutionized how we look at audio. It's to the point I was almost saying, you know, it's challenging. Why would you put a normal ceiling speakers or any ceiling speakers in instead of invisibles? The quality they've done with these speakers is just outstanding. It's just set this on a new level. And I'm sure they're going to get one of the big prizes at CEDIA US as well for it, because it's a three-year project for them, but it is amazing. And that's probably one of the biggest feedbacks we had from people coming to see the new showrooms is just how outstanding those new speakers are. So that's been a big thing. And the last bit we've done recently to really help in that high-end side of it is that we teamed up with Named Audio, because part of the big wisdom systems we're selling and that more high-end audio, customers and the dealers, they wanted even more high-end. So Named Audio was basically putting on Named streaming services on top of our high-quality wisdom systems, was that natural step to just even progress another level above where we've never been before, but it's that constant drive to just keep pushing up. And obviously Samsung, we took that on when we took on the wall in September, which is seems so long ago when all the things have gone on. But when we came on with Samsung with the whole Luxury brand of the wall and that side of it has been a massive game changer of what we've done, especially for the super yachts and the likes where that wall just isn't, when you once you see it, you're never going to go back and do anything else. Yeah. It's just problems for me is I'm not going to be able to watch US Masters any different now, and he's watching in front of the wall.
I suppose it's probably an interesting question, whether you can answer it. I mean, how many brands do you guys have now down there?
Ooh, I think it's 27.
Wow, really?
I think it is, but everything we do as a company now is driven around the brands we take on for a reason. It's not just filling a gap. I always try to ensure we have only one of the brands in our stables that actually has a specific function to fill and not just be a filler. You know, like we always done with Sonance. You know, we've been asking years and years and years to take on loads of more cinema speaker brands, but said, no, we need to focus on what we do. Yeah. And that's the key on all our brands, is building up that the stronghold in the industry, and people know we are. We're not just shifting around. So when they come to us, they know that brand would stay with them. And we're not just changing that next month for a brand that there's another brand because we've got a better offer. So for me, it's all about creating stability. But it also goes back to the people being trained, but also our service team, that if our service team knows the brand and stays with the brand, that really helps as well. And the other brand that we took on was Lutron. You know, that came on board as well. And that's been since lockdown, we proper started going on board with Lutron and really helping with that. We've seen that drive again for blinds, curtains in the house where people just want to refurb the houses. So that's one of the things why people are coming down. They cannot believe when they see they come into the showroom. And one of the things that, you know, we were showing essentially install as well is all of these new brands they were taking on, but also is they have kept developing. So what they have come out with in the last 2 years, a lot of people still wouldn't have seen, because they've seen the emails. But as you know, that's why the shows work, like coming to Essential Install works for you and for all of us is sure. When you see it up and close and actually get to see it and feel it, there's a different experience than sitting on a Zoom call.
Oh, absolutely.
And the other thing I'd add to what Timmy was saying there about the brand, you know, not just taking them on short term. These are all partnerships and relationships we feel are going to be long term for our business and hopefully for our dealers' business as well, is that we have picked what we feel are class-leading brands in their own categories. There shouldn't be, as Timmy mentioned, you know, there shouldn't be any overlap. We don't have three different cable brands. We have what we feel to be class-leading brand in each category. And, you know, as I say, that long-term partnership there for us, as long as the product is obviously technically sound and still working and the manufacturers are still pushing forward. We all know if you stand still, you get left behind. I think that for me is really important, you know, because you do get it all the time. Oh, I've heard this brand's better than that brand. There's never any comparison. It's just a lot of time. It's a lot of hearsay, or we're all quite reluctant to change, I would say. You know, so I've been using this for years and I've heard things about this, but I don't know if it's actually better, is it? Well, that's why we've got our shiny new demonstration facility. Come down and make up your own mind, I guess.
One of the good things that's going to be with EI as well is JVC. You know, we will have the JVC are bringing out their new projectors are finally coming out. Yamaha will have their new range of AVRs coming out. So it's such a good timing for us that, you know, in a way that we have the delays in because of the pandemic, because we actually got so many new brands and the brands we got so many new things coming out all around the same time. So yes, there'll be a lot of new things we can show at the show.
The JVC, I got sent a video the other day, just sort of teaser video of what's happening with that. And that's going to be quite an interesting one, just because, you know, just a little bit of history in terms of the home cinema market. JVC was one of the ones to really start breaking new ground with new technologies and new performance levels and, you know, really kind of exciting people with what you could achieve at certain price points. So, and I think it's probably fair to say a few other brands have kind of maybe, you know, stolen a little bit of that fund over the last sort of couple of years or 3 years or so. But so it'll be interesting to see what JVC come back with, because they, you know, they're very strong in that category.
Yeah, it's the new technology. You know, they are like most of these manufacturers, as you know, it's they go come up with the brand new model where it changes, and that's the new technology. And then they run that for about 4, 5, 6 years, you know, where they go faster stripe on them, as I call it. They make them a bit better, but the core technology is still there. And this is the new range for JVC. This is going to be that next step up, just like when they came out with the, I think it was the X5, X3, X5 models, with that whole DLA they came out with for that range was just outstanding. It just set that whole new level in contrast. And then helped it obviously when HDR came out. So yes, I'm really excited, looking forward to what that range is going to do for us.
Yeah, it looks like it's not a facelift, it's a whole new model.
You spoke earlier about timing, Timmy, and timing for us with EI Live coming up in September, I don't think could be better, because no one's had an exhibition for 18 months, 2 years anyway, and everybody keeps telling me they're gagging for a show. And as you know, we postponed it twice for obvious reasons, but it seems like the September date is now the date to have. And like I say, it is not much. I mean, ISE had a small show, didn't they? But, you know, it's the only major show really in the UK now.
Yeah, my favorite thing is going to actually think when you're speaking about with a lot of the customers and doing it, there's a lot of people that want to come to it, because I think all of us, we haven't seen anything, you know, and you just ask me about, is any new additions to it? There's been loads and loads and loads of products and things that come out, but you forget because it happened a year ago, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. So I think that would have happened across the board of all manufacturers and distributors that have brought new brands. So I think if there's any year that's going to be interesting for customers to come and see the show and being at EI, this is going to be it, because obviously no one went to ISE either. So where a lot of people went to ISE, and that would be normally the big launch for a lot of brands, none of that have come out. So no. I think, and also now with the US, you know, see the US being blocked by for all of us going over, I do think there's going to be so many great new stuff to see. So it's going to be really interesting.
Timmy, all this, the new stuff that you guys are showing, Habitech, can we talk about them before the show? Because it's ideal for us if we can promote heavily the new brands, the new exciting stuff that's coming out at the show. Obviously, it's a footfall thing and we want to drive as many people to your stand as possible. Can we talk about some of the new brands in public?
Not quite yet, because quite a few of the bits are still under embargo from the manufacturers. So like with JVC, some of the stuff with Yamaha, some of the stuff, they're all kind of doing it. So later in August time, later end of August, this should all be ready to go out.
So you think early September we may be able to tell the world of some of this exciting stuff you got there?
That's what I'm hoping. But yeah, some of the manufacturers,
it might not be all of it, but it's certainly going to be some nuggets of information there.
Brilliant. And there's some really interesting stuff coming, you know, and I think this whole drive as the industry is changing, you know, it's, I think, what is the word that people use when they, you know, when the industry is maturing, And that's what I think is happening in the minute, where, you know, I think if we speak to all our competitors or, you know, they're like whatever it is, the companies we deal in our industry, I think everyone have just seen that growth. And I think that is just showing that there's so much market coming. And then one of the stats I read a while back is going, if you think of our industry, it is really that high-end industry, £1 million homes, probably where most of the kit goes into in the proper world. They reckon that only 10% of £1 million homes, so anything over £1 million, only 10% have smart homes in it, which just shows you a market that is available for us. They basically reckon 90% of the market is untouched still, because a lot of older people live in those houses, have been sold and are doing it. So I think our industry is in for finally the big growth that we've all hoped for so many years.
Well, that's good for all of us. I mean, we've spoken for we've all of us spoken for many years that the problem we have with the residential industry is creating the awareness to the end user. Now it seems that awareness is growing and growing. So long may it rain.
Yeah, and I think that's what helped us all, isn't it? Is that customer would buy what I would call consumer electronics, which is, you know, a good starting point for everyone. And then everyone in our industry, we will always start trying to tell our friends that you wouldn't put that in. You need to put one of these in because of all the technical reasons that we all feel why we're selling it. Yeah. And I think the more of that is happening, the better, because it just makes our industry stronger and more positive.
So how are the preparations going for you, iLive? And I guess you're in the middle of planning your stuff for the show. Will Habitech be showing, well, can it show all of its brands at the show?
No, not all of it. We need to divide, because obviously we would love to have a very big stand there, David, but there's only so much we can afford to buy what in the one go. But what we've decided to do, that we would kind of focus on what is, I would call, the install brands that the dealers can kind of learn from, like with Lutron, like with our networking products, our Dahua products and stuff. This actually can be seen and understood. And then a lot of our cinema products we will leave in the office, because we cannot show them proper the way it is. One of the big things we are showing at the shows is the new Invisibles, because we have designed a whole new concept around them, a new wall. So Sonos and new Invisibles will be there fully demoed and doing, and I'm really excited about that. And we will have the Samsung wall there. So that Samsung is working with us to bring in their new micro LED technology, which would be one of the first to actually be seen. And we're working with Lutron as well. Lutron got some new blinds coming in, which is the new vertical tilt blinds and stuff. So there's a lot of really interesting new products on our cinema side. You know, like we can bring an AVR processors or doing, and we can all stand and look at them, look pretty. But with sound, obviously, it's all really about what we can do. So that was going to be around our own office, where we've done the updates and really seeing the new process and speakers that's coming out and projectors.
Well, it's interesting, all of that new exciting stuff being shown at the show.
Yes.
From Dan and I's point of view, we'd love to tell the world of all of that stuff as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah, no, it's as soon as our manufacturers will let us, we're going to be the first one to tell you, because we want to get the net out there. And there's some really interesting stuff that's coming up then, and especially some of the brands is a bit of a curveball in their take on some bits that has been technologies that's been in the industry for the last many years, but they're definitely changing the way it approaches the industry and the install side of it. And it's all about, you know, making the life easier for our customers and actually make the product a better solution for the end users.
Absolutely. Dan, do you have anything else to say?
Just to say to keep your eyes peeled for stories on Essential Install website, and also the big preview that we're working on in the magazine. And that'll have all the information that the companies send us about what they're getting up to at the show. So you can start planning what you want to go and see well ahead of time.
So that's about time, I think. So listen out for the next in the EI Live podcast series, which just leaves me to say thank you to Timmy Torson and Charles Plum from Habitech.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And remember, if you want to be included in Essential Install magazine, Dan Sait is your man. Thanks for joining us also today, Dan.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Thank you to all, and have a great day, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Essential Install magazine podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast in your chosen podcast app so you never miss an episode. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online. Visit essentialinstall.com.